Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is an auspicious one for different reasons. It is daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Sukkah, the 600th daf in Shas, and there's no such thing as a coincidence. It's a day that we celebrate Kimu Mashikibul Kvar Kabbalas HaTorah. On this auspicious day, we begin our 600th daf, marching towards Be'ezer Hashem, Asiyum HaShas, together, and continued growth in Kabbalas HaTorah. We have a custom in our daf yomi that on Purim when we can and on Sukkos, Bli Neder, we learn with music in the background. I hope it's not disturbing. I danced with the children. The rest of the family is putting together the Mishloach Manos on Matzoi Shabbos, Yudalid Ador Beis Tavshin Ayin Dalid. And I'm sitting with a shtreimel on in my study. Our daf on Mem Aleph in Maseches Sukkah is going to continue the important topic this coming year. We're heading into Shemitah, continuing halachos of Shemitah, particularly in regards to Pidyon and Chilul and Mechiras Shemitah. We will elaborate on what that means. That will take us on to Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, different halachos of when Kedushas Shemitah is transferred onto money. Then Be'ezer Hashem in our Mishnah Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, we will talk about the custom of taking the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, not simply a custom, but the Din D'Oraisa, and then the custom from the Takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Zeicha LeMikdash, we take the lulav all 7 days. The Gemara will discuss this idea of Zeicha LeMikdash, as well as other Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That will take us all the way up until Mem Aleph Amid Beis, with the halachas of what happens when Sukkot falls out on the first day, falls out on Shabbos, what they did in the Beis HaMikdash and what they did in the Gvulim. The Gemara will discuss the requirement of ownership for Lulav and Esrog on the first day, and many halachos that relate to that, particularly Matana al Menas Lahachzir. And finally, the Gemara will describe, just as it did earlier from the Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that made all the difference in maintaining Klal Yisrael's connection to Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim Erakodesh, will conclude with the beauty of Yerushalayim on the Yom Tovim. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. 6 lines from the bottom on Mem on the Beis. What we need to know to pick up with Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan is that there is a big machlokis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan in regards to Kedushas Shviyas. The Machlokis revolves whether the transference of Kedushas Shviyas works like Kodshim. If you take a look, 8 lines from the top of Mem on the Beis, we have the opinion of Rabbi Lazar that says, Shemitah is not mischalelas elo derech mekach. The only time Shemitah transfers the Kedusha from the fruits that have Kedushas Shviyas is if it's done through a sale. In contrast to Kodshim, it's done through simply Chilul. A person is allowed to say, I transfer the Kedusha onto a coin. For example, and this is just an example, a mashal, don't be medame the halachos, when it comes to Pidyon Meiser Sheni, we have a coin in our house, because here in Arzenu HaKdosha, we have to be concerned for both Meiser Sheni and Netar Ravai, and we transfer the Kedusha of a fruit, if it has that, onto a coin. Could that transference, that chilul, even though it's not a sale, work as well for Shemitah? Rabbi Lazar says no, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Now, our Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom, quotes Rabbi Yochanan's support from a Braisa, and that will become the focus of analysis on the top of Mem Aleph on Mid Aleph. Tanya Kavasa to Rabbi Yochanan. We learned like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when it comes to Kedusha Shviyas, the Kedusha could be transferred both in the case of a sale, as we've discussed in the previous Sugyas, starting already on Daf Lamites Amid Aleph, going to Lamites Amid Beis, as well as through the process of Chilu. How did we see this? Tanya Kvas Rabbi Yochan, Echad Shviyas Ve'echad Maiser Sheini, Mischalin Al Behema, Chayev Ov, Ben Chayim, Ben Shechutin. There's a machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim, whether one could be Michalel Meiser Sheni onto live animals. Rabbi Meir says yes. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that it can work. V'chachomim oirim al shchutim mischalin Al-Chayin Ein Mischalin. The transference works for animals that are already meat, they've been geschachten, they've been slaughtered. However, when we're talking about live animals, so then in such a case, the halacha will be different. The Chachamim have the following concern. Even though chilul works, technically, both on live animals and animals that are already the meat, there's a requirement that one needs to be meva'er, both maisros and shvius. The halacha is that in the third year, the Torah tells us, Rashi describes seven lines from the bottom, that in the third year there is a requirement of biur, like we know from Parshas Kisavo, and the same applies when it comes to shvita, that you need to be mafkir your fruits, Rashi explains, and to be mevarer them and to get rid of them. We've mentioned in previous tapim that's based on the idea that you're not supposed to show bailus over the shmita. You're supposed to eat it, the fruits of shmita, you're supposed to eat it like every simple Jew. Hence, the Chachamim have a fear that if you're going to be mechalal it on animals, then you might not get rid of it in the appropriate time. If it's already meat, so then especially in those days where there was no refrigeration, so then in such a case, he'll certainly get rid of it at the time prior to biur. So this is a riot to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's of the opinion that chilul shvius works, that you don't only say that there's a transference of kedusha shvius when there is a kinyan. But even if the Baal HaBayis says, like when I take off Trumas and Maisris and I'm Mechalel Maisr Sheni on the coin, so too transference for Shvius works in the same manner as well. That is borne out by this Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Both are agreeing Chilul works. The Chachamim and Rabbi Meir only disagree whether you could do it on a live animal. Rava now gets involved with this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and this takes us to the top of Mem Alf Amar Alf. Amar Rava machlokas bizacharim. This machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is only in regards to male animals. Aval benikevos. But when it comes to females, so then even Rabbi Meir is going to agree that you shouldn't do chilul. Divrei hakol al shchutim mischalin al chayinim mischalin. That even Rabbi Meir would agree that you can't do chilul on a live female. Why? Gzeira shemi gadol me'en adarim. What happens if the female has a offspring? So then that offspring is also going to have kedushas ma'aser sheni or kedushas shvius. Therefore, says Rabbi Meir, you can't be mechalal onto a female. Period. Gzeira shemi gadol me'en adarim. Mark continues three lines from the top. Am Ravashi machloikis bepri rishon. Ravashi says the whole machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, you got to be careful over here. Put a big period by Rabbi Ashi. Make sure, even though the music in the background is Ad Lo Yada, you still have to, there's no mitzvah to drink tonight. We have a separate shir about what Ad Lo Yada means. But put a period, Amar Rav Ashi, right before Amar Rav Ashi, there we're talking about now the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rava was talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Ravashi talks about the machlokas Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Ravashi, machlokas bepri rishon. The machlokas between Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan, whether you could do chilul, only applies to the first fruit. There, Rabbi Lazar holds that you can't do chilul. However, avol bepri sheni divrei hakol bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. Everybody agrees that chilul would take place on the second fruit. What does it mean, the second fruit? According to Rashi, generally we're talking about money. In other words, someone bought peros shvius. The money that goes to the mocher now has kedusha shvius, as we learned on daf lamites. Now, if the mocher wants to transfer the kedusha of that money, he can through chilul. So that's what it means. I will appreciate divrei hakol bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. V'hadiktani lekach lekach. I, Rebbe Lazar, I brought a raya that the Braisa keeps on talking about lekach and not chiluk, which sounds like the only time kedusha shvius, we learn the mem on the base according to Rebbe Lazar, works is through mekach, and that's why Rebbe Lazar explains that the Braisa emphasizes lekach lekach the whole time. Now, if we're going to say that Rebbe Lazar holds that Chilul also takes effect when it comes to pre-sheni. So why does it only speak about lekach? I did tani reisha lekach, tani seifa nami lekach. Since in the reisha, where it's talking about the pre itself, there we learned, according to Rabbi Lazar, it only can be transferred through mekach. So in the seifa, it also mentions that even though when it comes to pre-sheni, even if it's not a lekach, the kedusha is transferred. Eisve Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina challenges Ravashi about this halacha that by pre-sheni divrei hakol, the halacha is that even chil takes effect. Mishesh o sela shel shvius. If a person has a coin of a sela of shvius, ubike shlikach bo choluk, and he wants to use that money that has kedusha shvius because it was used to sell fruit. Now wants to buy a garment. Kesa yasa. What should he do? Yelech etzel chenvani harogel etzlo. He should go to a shopkeeper that he's used to going to. Va'amali tenlis bisela peros. And he says to him, I want to buy your fruits for a sela. V'nosinlo. And they make this transfer. So now the balabayis has transferred the kedusha onto the fruits. And now he has fruits with kedusha shvius. V'chozer v'omer lo. And now he goes over to the storekeeper and he's done a trick. And he tells him, Hare ha-peros halolu nusurim l'cha b'matana. I'm giving you these fruits as a matana. In other words, he gives him the fruits with kedusha shvius as a matana. V'hu omer lo. And the storekeeper, they've made up beforehand, they're going to have this agreement. The storekeeper says to him, Halacha sela ze b'matana. And you take this money, which does not have Kedusha Shvius, as a matana. So now, the Balabayis walks away with money that does not have Kedusha Shvius. V'aloi, lekech b'mashi yirtze. And therefore, the Balabayis could use the money to buy clothing as well. Note that the Bala Hachanus is now going to have to eat the fruits. B'kedusha Shvius. And the Gemara's Raya is the following. This is the suggestion of how to take care if you have money with Kedusha Shvius. Is Medayik the Gemara. V'hacha de Prishenihu. Here we're talking about money which is equivalent to Prisheni. In other words, we are speaking about a Bala Bayis who had received money in exchange for Kedusha Shvius. So that money is already called Prisheni. And how is he supposed to get, quote-unquote, rid of that? Uktani, the only suggestion we gave is Derech Mekachin, Derech Hillo. The only suggestion we gave is through a sale, not through a chilu. Elom HaRavashi. So Ravashi has to say, Machlokis b'Prisheni. Avo b'Pri Rishon, Divrei HaKol, Derech Mekachin, Derech Hillo. Ravashi changes his mind entirely. Ravashi says the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Meir is only by the pre-sheni. But when it comes to pre-sheni, pre-rishon, there everybody agrees. Both the Chacham and Rabbi Meir that the halachi, excuse me, not the Chacham and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, you see? I got confused myself about that point. The machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether chilul works, is not in machlokes in regards to pre-rishon. When it comes to pre-rishon, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you can't do it derech chilul. When it comes to pre-sheni, Rabbi Yochanan says yes, and Rabbi Lazar says no. Now the Gemara connects it back to the brisa that we had seen with Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in regards to chilul of both shvius and meiser sheni. Says the Gemara, v'hadik tani echad shvius v'echa meiser sheni. And this that the Braisa equated Shvius and Maaser Sheni within the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether you could do chilul onto live animals, my Shvius to May Shvius. We're not talking about the fruit of Shvius itself, because we just learned that chilul does not work on the pre of Shvius, but rather we're talking about the money of Shvius. De'ilo te mahachi, Maaser Mamish. And if you're not going to say this, I'll bring you a raya, says the Gemara. Does Meiser make sense to be the subject of the Braisa? V'aksiv etzarta kesef biyadecha.
when it comes to Meiser, we're talking about the Dmei Meiser, because the Torah says that you're supposed to do the Chilul, as I described, that we're Zocha to do in Arzenu HaKadosha. And Mirtz Hashem, those of you in Chutz Laaretz, Be'ezer Hashem should come and do it. Actually, it happens to be that my mother called me about fruits that she had received from Eretz Yisrael. Even people in Chutz Laaretz need to be careful to take off Trumas and Meiser if they're fruits that come from Eretz Yisrael. It was actually making her Mishloach Manos, and she noticed that some of the fruits were Jaffa oranges. That's a fascinating Shaila. So the Halacha of Meiser is, as we do here, that we transfer the money onto the coin. Be'ezer Hashem, we should take that coin and redeem it in Yerushalayim. And so therefore, we're not talking about the actual fruit itself that we go to Yerushalayim. V'oksiv etzarta kesef biyadecha. You take the money that you've transferred from the fruits onto the money, you take that to Yerushalayim. Ela d'mei meiser. So there we're talking about d'mei meiser, because that's the case in which now you have the money in Yerushalayim and you want to be mechalit onto animals. So achanami d'mei shvias. So too over here, we're talking about the money of Shemitah. As we continue with the song in the background, La Yehudim Haisa Oira, Oira Zu Torah, we continue on with the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Barishayna Yululav Nital B'migdash Shiva, Umebedina Yom Echad. Originally, the Lulav was taken in the Migdash for 7 days, and in outside of the Migdash, according to the Rambam, this means outside of Yerushalayim. So Din Migdash is the Din of Yerushalayim HaKodesh within the Chomos, within the older walls of Yerushalayim. There, the mitzvah is 7 days, but the mitzvah outside of Yerushalayim is only 1 day. Umebedina Yom Echad. What's the source? So the source is really a pasuk, as Rashi points out. The Torah HaKodesh says in Parshas Emor, Ulekachtem b'yom harishon, you're supposed to take on the first day, and describes the four minim, and then the pasuk says, "Usmachtem alfnei Hashem lokechem shivas yamim," rejoice with them 7 days. So Chazal darshin, "Usmachtem" means that you rejoice with them in the Migdash. Mishachar Beis Migdash, when the Beis Migdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was such an instrumental figure in the continuation of Klal Yisrael. Sheilulav nital b'medina shivas eichel Migdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did everything he can to make sure that Klal Yisrael would be connected to the Migdash and remember the Beis HaMigdash, and therefore, at taking of the Lulav is to remind ourselves of the Migdash. According to the Rambam, it's to remind ourselves of Yerushalayim. It could very well be that if you learn in Yeshiva in the Old City, then you're Zocha to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa all 7 days by taking the Lulav and Esrog even without the Beis HaMigdash. Maybe we'll discuss that. It's a nominee for the halacha from the daily daf. Another takana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was the halachos of the Omer. We need a little bit of background over here. The best background, when Rashi gives it, there's no one greater than Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi. V'shiyeh yom henef. Rashi says, when it comes to the day of waving of the Omer, v'shiyeh yom henef shel Omer, da'inu tez zayin b'nisan, the 16th of Nisan, kulo asur b'chadash. The halacha is that the Omer is generally matir, the Chadash, on the 16th of Nisan. However, when the Omer was brought, so then in such a case, the moment that it was brought, so then Chadash was mutter. The wheat from that year was mutter. They're already able to eat it on the 16th. The Torah says you shouldn't eat Chadash until the bringing of the Omer. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're allowed to eat immediately. When there was an Omer, so then there you have to wait for the Omer. Really at the beginning of the day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said the 16th is also Asur. Taisus points out that there were many takonas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this is another one to remind us that once upon a time, the Omer was Matir, the Chadash, and to remember that the day of the waving was entirely Asur. Says the Gemara, Minalan davdinan zeichel migdash. What's the source that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came about to build these ideas of zeichel migdash, which was very, very important to the psyche of Klal Yisrael? Amar Rabbi Yochanan says it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says ki aale arucha lach umimakosayich erpoech num Hashem ki nidacha karulach tzionhi doresh einla. There aren't enough people asking about Zion. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is misaken. Michlal deboi drisha. People should be asking about what's going on in Yerushalayim, that we shouldn't feel alone from the rest of the Jewish world. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I'm going to make people remember Zion. Vishyei Yom Henef. We learned that it's the day of the waving kulo yasser, then the chadash is entirely yasser. My taima? What's the reason? So here Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had an amazing drisha of Tzion that is not the sense of loss, but is in the opposite direction. Mehera yibane beis hamigdash. Quickly the beis hamigdash will be rebuilt. V'yomru, and they're going to stay, ishtaked milo achalnu be'er ha-mizrach. Last year, we ate already in the morning of the 16th, as we saw in Rashin, the Baramasal Ishei Yom Henef in the Mishnah, that really, if there's no carbon, then you're allowed to eat in the morning. Hashtanami Nechon, they'll think they could already eat in the morning of the 16th. V'inu lo yadi, and they didn't know, d'ishtake d'lo havi beis hamikdash hem izachiter, that when there was no beis hamikdash, so then the light of the morning is already matir. Hashtadika beis hamikdash, but now that there's a beis hamikdash, Omer Matir. Then the Omer is Matir. Only the Omer is Matir. Says the Gemara, De Ivna Emas, when exactly are we talking about when it's rebuilt? Ilema De Ivnes Bishitzar. If we're talking about it was rebuilt already in the 16th, Hare Hiter Erem Mizrach. If it was rebuilt any time after the light of the morning, then already it's going to be Mutter. Ela Divni Bechamesar. No. If it's rebuilt on the 15th of Nisan, Mechatzois Hayoim Ulahalan Tishri. If that would be so, then in such a case, already on Chatzos of the 16th, it should be Mutter. Why do you need to make the whole Yom Henef Aser? Why? Datnan, because we learn in Menachis and in Mishnah, Harachoikim Mutar Mechatzois Hayoim Ulahalan. Already from Chatzos, midday of the 16th, they could be sure that the Omer was brought. Lefisha ain Bezdin misatzlimbo, because Bezdin is not lazy. So what's your chash? Your chash is Be'ezer Hashem. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, someone's not going to know. So then in such a case, then it should be mutter from Chatzos and on. Ask the Gemara, lo tzricha de'ivni belayla. No, the chash is that if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt on the night of the 16th, in other words, from the 15th going to the 16th. Then Rashi explains 8 lines from the bottom that they won't have time to cut the Omer until daybreak. And then in such a case, there is a long process. And they won't be in processing the Omer to make it ready, as Rashi describes. And then it could very well be the Omer is not going to be done by Chatzos. Inami Samach L'Shkia. Or else, if it was built on the 15th, close to Shkia, in other words, going, as we said, from the 15th to the 16th. The Gemara now gives us another opinion. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rav Yehuda Amar. Rav Nachman suggests Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is following the shita Rav Yehuda. Da Amar min haTorah hu asur. The min haTorah, without the Beis HaMikdash, it's not, as we had said earlier, according to many opinions, that the halacha is with the moment of the heir of the morning, the light of the morning, it's going to be mutter. Actually, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that if there's no carbon omer, the whole day is going to be aser. Rashi adds, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Talmid of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. So that makes sense. So hence, the omer min haTorah da aser chidichsiv, Rabbi Yehuda darshins ad hayom hazeh, ad itzumo shel yom. Until the actual day of the 16th, v'kasavar ad v'ad bichlal, and he holds that when it says ad, it includes it. A reference over here to ad lo yoda. Does ad lo yoda mean that a person drinks up until the point he doesn't know the difference between
Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. By the way, at night there's no mitzvah to drink whatsoever. Or Ad Velo Ad Bichlal, that there's no mitzvah to reach that point. I think that that chakira is not a legitimate chakira. It makes sense, according to the way that many kadmonim say, that the mitzvah is to drink yayin besel chasuda. If you drink responsibly, as we've spoken about in previous shiurim, it's very, very hard to get wild. It's a simcha, it's a osafa simcha, and one's supposed to be cheerful, but chayivinish ad lo yada just means that there's a chiyuv to drink, and after that point, he's going to be potter. Nachzor linyaneinu ad etzem ayom hazeh, so it means ad itzumo shel yom, including the 16th, hence Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Vishyeh yom hanif kulei aser. Says the Gemara, mi savar lei kavosei? Does it make sense Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai will follow this opinion? Vamiflik polo galeh. But we know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai faced disagreement from Rabbi Yehuda himself. Because we learned in a Braisa, some say it's Disnan. We learned in a Mishnah. Mishichar beis hamigdash hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyom hanif kulei aser. Amar loy Rabbi Yehuda valoy min atayru aser. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You don't need to make a takana. It's a din d'oraisa. D'chsev adotzim yom hazeh ad itzumo shel yom. Says the Gemara, well, it could very well be it was based on a misunderstanding. Rabbi Yehuda, who dekatoi, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who made the mistake. Savar midrabanan kamar. He thought, as we thought in the Havanir Mina, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only a takana. Velohi, but that wasn't Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was actually following in that tradition of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi suggests, because he was a Talmud of his Talmidim. Velohi midaraisa kaamar. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was talking min haTorah. Vuhu hiskin kaamar, my hiskin dorish vihiskin. He elaborated what Rabbi Yehuda had already darshened, and he was mishaken that they should be careful not to eat even after chatzos, in deference to the position of Rabbi Yehuda. There, if you notice, in the Oz V'Hadar edition, Agos V'Tziyunim points out that there were some who do not have the girsa Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda, because Rashi told us on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Talmud of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. Hence, it's not a rejection that was made by Rabbi Yehuda himself to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but some who had misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's position. Let's go on, Be'ezer Hashem, to the next Mishnah, Mem Aleph on the Be'ez. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Lios B'Shabbos. When the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Kol Ha'om Malichin Es Loveim LeBeis HaKnesses, everybody would bring their lulav to Shul. L'machras Mashkim Nubon. Next morning, they wake up and come back to the Beis HaKnesses. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Makir Shelo. Everybody would recognize their lulav Esrog. V'notzlo. Mipnei She'amru Chacham, because the Chacham had taught us, Ein Adam Yotzi Yedere Chavasa B'Yom D'Rishon B'Lavo Shel Chaver. You have to be careful. On the first day, you can't take a lulav of your friend. V'shar yimos hachag, but the rest of the day of Sukkot, adam yotzi yedei chavas v'lavo shel chavero, there isn't that concern. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yom tov rishon shel chag shechal yis b'shabbos, v'shokach v'yotzi lulu rishus harim potter mipnei shehoytziyo b'rishus. Rabbi Yossi has an interesting sheet in regards to Hilcho Shabbos. Since he was torud b'dvar mitzvah, so then in such a case, tor b'dvar mitzvah is a shogeg, bidvar kares, and therefore he'd be potter, Rabbi Yossi says, for a carbon. For sure he's not amazed that he'd be chayv misa, but the shaili is whether he's chayv the carbon. Rabbi Yossi says that tal bidvar mitzvah is potter from carbon, and the Gemara will discuss that on tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem's daf. Asks the Gemara, minon imili, how do we know that the halacha is that you can't be yotze with someone else's lulav on the first day? Tana Rabbanan, as Rabbanan taught, Ulekachtem shetei lekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. Then number one, we learn from the pasuk says Ulekachtem lachem yom rishon, that everybody needs to take the lulav and esrog. Lachem mishalachem. It has to be that which belongs to you. Now we already mentioned on Amud Aleph Rashi quoting the Toras Kohanim that Ulekachtem lachem biyom rishon is referring to the first day. Dafka lahotzi es hashol ves hagozel. Mikan amru chachamim comes to exclude a borrowed and a stolen lulav. The Chacham taught from this, Ein ad miyotzi yedei chavaso b'yomtev harishon shel chag, b'lulavo shel chavero. Not only can't you have a stolen lulav, but even if you borrowed it with his permission, you can't be yotze. Elam kei nas lo b'matana, unless it was a gift. U'maisav Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lozman, Zayin, Rabbi Kiva, shayu bo'im b'sfina. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lozman, Zayin, Rabbi Kiva were coming on a boat. V'lo haya lulav el Rabbi Gamliel b'vad. The only one that had a lulav was Rabbi Gamliel. Shalachu be'elef zuz. The Rabbi Gamliel had to pay 1,000 zuz for that lulav. V'natul Rabbi Gamliel v'yatzabo. Rabbi Gamliel, of course, took it first because it was his. V'nasan lo Rabbi Yeshua ben Matana, and he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua ben Matana. V'natul Rabbi Yeshua v'yatzabo. V'nasan lo Rabbi Loza ben Azariah ben Matana. And then it was transferred to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah as a Matana. Then, after Rabbi Loza ben Azariah received it, v'yatzabo v'nasan matana Rabbi Akiva. V'natul Rabbi Akiva v'yatzabo v'chziru Rabbi Gamliel. And then ultimately was returned to Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Gemara is medayek in the lashon of this brisa. Why did they say that we returned it to Rabbi Gamliel? There's no need to return it to Rabbi Gamliel because the only chil of bailus is only on the first day, and Rabbi Gamliel was already yotze. Says the Gemara, milsav agavurche kamashmalan. There's another halacha that we're learning from this, and that is matana al menas lahachsvir shema matana. That even though the condition was that ultimately they would give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, nevertheless the matana al menas lahachsvir serves as a matana. Ki hada amar Rava. As Rava had taught, halacha esrig zel al menashe tachzurili not of a yotze bo. If he takes it to be yotze hichziro yotze, and if the fellow who got the matana al menas lahachzir returns it, then he is yotze, becomes a tnai. Lo hichziro lo yotze, but if he doesn't return it, then he's not yotze. This is an important sugya, matana al menas lahachzir, and here our Gemara is mechadesh that matana al menas lahachzir works for esrog on the first day. The Gemara now asks another question. Why does it say that Rabbi Gamliel paid 1,000 zuz for the esrog? To show us how chaviv the mitzvah was to Rabbi Gamliel that he was going to spend, how dear it was to him that he would spend 1,000 zuz. Rashi explains that Amemar was telling Ravashi that when my father, Amemar, used to daven, he loved his Luv and Esrog so much, he would hold his Luv and Esrog. Ask Gemara, may Sive lo yochai zadman tefillin biyod of Sefer Torah b'cheikov yispalo, that a person is not supposed to hold his tefillin nor a Sefer Torah when he davens, v'lo yashtin behem mayim, as well as for halachos of tefillin, that you're not supposed to urinate when you're wearing the tefillin. This is because we're afraid that some of the urine will get on it. You're not supposed to sleep in the tefillin. We learned this earlier on Daf Chavav and Aleph. Any type of sleep. And Shmuel also taught that this halacha doesn't only apply to these things, but as well as sakin, a knife, uka'ara, and a plate, you're also not supposed to be holding because you're afraid that's going to fall. The kikar and bread, it all breaks your concentration. Umos and money, hare elu keyotze ben. They all apply as well to these things that you're not allowed to hold. Question mark. What's the question? The question is, that how could you have a memar holding the lulav and esrog if at the end of the day, you're not allowed to hold things that you are concerned are going to fall? Answers the Gemara, Hasam lav mitzvah ninu v'tardbu. Those things are not a mitzvah, and he's going to be tarred with it. Hacha mitzvah ninu v'lo tardbu. But this is a mitzvah, and he's not going to be tarred with it. In other words, it's the mitzvah of the day to hold the lulav, and since chaviva mitzvah lav, it's not a disturbance to him. And it only helps him concentrate, maybe we could add, to the davening. Tanya Rabbi Lozman Ratzadik Gar Mekachayim Menogad Shal Anshei Yerushalayim. This was actually also the minig of Anshei Yerushalayim. Adam Yoytzim Ibei said they used to hold on to their lulav a lot. They would go out of their house with lulav biyado, and the lulav was in their hands. Hochel Beis HaKnes is lulav biyado. Hence I mentioned to you in the halacha from the daily daf that already when my father, based on his father, left the house, they had already made a bracha on the lulav in the sukkah, and they would take it to shul. Lulava biyado kara kriyashmal mispalu vulava biyado kara betorah v'noseis kapov minichal gabe karka. Only when they had to duchen did they put it on the ground? When they would go to Nicham Avelim, the lulav was still in the hand. Nichnas lebeis medrash mishager lulavo biad bino. Then they would send the lulav to their son, ubiad avdu biad shlucha. My kamashon, what does this bring out? The hadiyacha kama yizrizim b'mitzvahs. They were so zariz b'mitzvahs. They loved the mitzvah that they would hold on to the lulav as much as they can. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf for Yud Dalid Adar Beis Tafshin Ayin Dalid Daf Mem Aleph in Meseches Sukkah.